The Stinky Street Stories. Written by Alex Ratt and read by Stig Weems. The first thing I noticed when I woke up on Sunday morning was a mysterious smell. I know what you're thinking. I live on Stinky Street. Of course it smells. But you'd be wrong. Stinky Street is named after Ferdinand Stinky. You might have heard of him. He invented Stinky's patent and stench-proof sewers. Thanks to old Ferdy, we have a stink-free city. That's why all the streets around here are named after him. And the suburbs too. Stinky Street is the longest. It runs all the way from where I live in Stinky Heights to Lower Stinky, where my best friend Nerf lives. Nerf has two sisters, Petal and Leaf. His parents were going to call him Fern if he was a girl. He wasn't. I'm Brian, by the way, but you can call me Brain. Everyone does. Anyway, the mysterious smell. It was so truly, putridly pongy, it almost knocked me out. I immediately pulled the blanket over my head and called for help.
Mom!
I croaked. There was no reply.
Dad!
Still nothing. Then, and this just shows how desperate I was, I called for my sister.
Brenda!
Silence. Had they fled the monstrous smell without me? Or were they unconscious, overcome by foul fumes? Then a third option occurred to me. What if the smell was actually in my room with me? I ran through the possibilities. One, last week's dirty socks. I lowered the covers and took a whiff. No, it definitely wasn't dirty sock smell. Two, a mouldy sandwich I'd left in my school bag. I lowered the covers again. No, not mouldy sandwich. Three, a piece of rotten fruit. School bag again. I lowered the covers for a third time.
Yuck! Oh, no, not rotten fruit.
I now knew one thing for sure. The mysterious smell was not coming from my room. That meant it was... I took a deep breath, threw back the covers and stared at my bedroom door in terror.
Out there!
And it was up to me to save my home and family. Leaping from the bed, I put my hand over my nose and ran downstairs to the kitchen. There was a basket of washing on the counter, along with a container of pegs and a note. Brian, I have taken Brenda to soccer. Dad is doing the shopping. Please hang out the washing. Mum. I grasped one of the pegs and put it on my nose. Oh, relief. I glanced at Mum's note again. There was a P.S. and a P.P.S. P.S. Hang out the washing immediately. P.P.S. That means now. Obviously, Mum had written the note before the house was invaded by the mysterious smell. I was sure she would agree that getting rid of the smell had to be the number one priority. I couldn't do this alone, I decided. The smell was too strong, too powerful. I needed backup. I picked up the phone and called Nerf.
Nerf, it's me.
Me who?
Me, Brain.
Brian, is that you? It doesn't sound like you.